You're listening to WZMB Zombie Radio, your personal soundtrack to the end of the world. That was System of a Down and Science. And how prophetic were they? Spirit moves through all things. Science has failed our mother Earth. Has science truly failed Mother Earth? Or has man failed it? Or was it a combination of the two? Was it mankind wielding science in a disrespectful way? I believe it was mankind, and the tragic flaw of human nature, which led us to treat science irresponsibly and use it to ill-gotten gains, as it were. Now, I could walk down that path for a few hours and talk about how irresponsible mankind can be, how childish and selfish and greedy and evil mankind can be. But during that song, I took a walk down the stairs to my front door, and I looked out the window. And on the porch, what did my eyes spy? But a little kitty cat. That's right, a little baby kitten was prancing around on my front porch, acting like nothing was wrong. Just looking around, probably trying to scrounge up some chow. Playing around, smacking an ant, you know, doing little kitty cat things. She was a little calico kitty. Looked like a caterpillar had mated with a cat. I couldn't help myself, so I opened the front door and let the little rascal in. She bounded on in the house just like she owned the place. I gave her a few scratches, and she pronounced that I was hers. Why is this significant? I'll tell you why. Watching this little baby kitten, who had just survived the beginning of the apocalypse, made me wonder, does mankind really have what it takes to survive the apocalypse, the end of the world as we know it? Let's think about that collectively. Let's put our brain power together and see what we come up with. As a whole, mankind, especially those in the more privileged nations, which pretty much account for the majority of the people on the planet, have become, well, how can I put this nicely? Spoiled, rotten babies. That's right. We have grown to depend upon amenities that probably won't be around much longer. I'm talking electricity, running water, heat, air conditioning, packaged food, four walls around us, television, music, big time sensuality. Cats, on the other hand, well, they don't give a fuck about all that. All they care about is a little grub and a place to poop. Well, maybe a nice pillow to knead on and finally curl up and sleep on. But the truth of the matter is, mankind has become a weak species. We're not fit to survive in the wild anymore. We're not like our ancestors. If you were to take modern-day man and slap him into a horse-drawn carriage and say, hey, you travel across the country. No, you don't get any money. No, you don't get any air conditioning in that little horse-drawn carriage. You get nothing. You get some horses, you get a carriage, you get maybe a wife and a couple of daughters and a son. You get a bag of rice, maybe some seeds, and that's about it. Oh, maybe your kids might get a couple of crazy little toys. I don't know, like a set of jacks. Or maybe a dreidel, if you're of that kind. I don't know. But you don't get much. And what you gotta do is you gotta cross the country and settle in somewhere. With your own two hands and nothing much else. What do you think would be the outcome of that lame-ass reality TV show? What would we call it? Settlers Gone Wild? You think you can just drive your buggy past another buggy and flash your tits, and maybe they'd toss out a handful of scraps, maybe some matches? Well, that's not gonna happen, 'cause it's the apocalypse. And people aren't gonna give away their shit for free, especially for a flash of some titties. I apologize for such cruel language and imagery. But the truth of the matter is, we're just not cut out for survival. My little kitty, on the other hand, her name? Wookie. Why? Because when I first saw her, she looked like an Ewok. And Ewoks sound like a really dumb name for a cat, so I named her Wookie. Get over it. When she looks up at me with those big old eyes, well, I know she could survive. She's cut out for it. Yeah, maybe she was born in somebody's home. But she could go outside. She can turn back and give you a look and say, yeah, I'm okay. I'll make it. You, on the other hand, well, you're screwed. Wag her little tail and prance off. Ah, here she is. Here's my little Wookie. You hear that purr? That purr is the sound of survival. She'll make it. I have faith in my little Wookie. Me, I'm not so sure about. I don't know if I could step outside and say goodbye, home. Goodbye, amenities. I don't need you anymore. I don't need luxury. I don't need fur coats and down comforters and packaged food and microwaves and cellular phones. Well, maybe I need my cellular phone because I gotta be able to communicate with people somehow. But I just couldn't make it. Think about that. While you listen to the presidents of the United States of America sing a little song for my newfound friend Wookie. The song is called Kitty. Enjoy it, survivors. I'm just fucking with you. That's a different song Wookie wanted to sing for you. Now, let's have the real thing. Pusa, take it away.
bag of bones been out all night. Can't he help scratching at the screen door? Can't he help scratching at the screen door? Little bag of bones been out all night. He needs some petting and loving on his hand. He needs some petting and loving on his rain soaked hide. He's circling around my ankle. He's circling around my ankle. He needs some petting and loving on his hide. Hey, kitty, won't you come inside? Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, I'm a foot and I want to touch it. Meow, 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 meow. Pussy purring and looking so satisfied. Pussy purring and looking so satisfied. I'm lost in his little yellow round eye. Lost in his little yellow round eye. Pussy purring and looking so satisfied. A kitty rare up and scratch me through my jeans.